When you think about fish migrating, your mind probably pictures one image. Salmon jumping upstream, pushing against the current to lay their eggs.
The eels do the opposite. They spend their adult lives in freshwater. The adults go out to sea to spawn. And what we get coming back upstream are juvenile eels, little baby guys.
That's Joe Cassone with Greenwich's Conservation Commission. He says historically, those little baby guys would travel from Long Island Sound upstream into Greenwich's watershed. They'd grow up, bear eggs, and swim back into the ocean to spawn. But then dams started getting in their way. On Greenwich's Byram River alone, there are 43 of those dams. And I met Cassone at the first of them, a vertical monolith about 40 feet tall. That's a big hurdle for a baby eel between 1 and 4 inches long.
Trying to climb over a dam like this, you know, the flow is obviously so strong, it'll knock them down. So they end up piling up down below. There's almost a log jam of eels below the first dam.
But an eel's instinct is to climb. Amazingly, Cassone says some lucky eels would be able to make it up that 40-foot tall dam if they stuck to the edges where the current is less strong.
They have so much surface area, and they have like a mucus coating that they can actually, if this is damp, can climb right up this wall. There's enough roughness on there that they can kind of serpentine their way up. So that's kind of how our project works, is it takes advantage of that. There's something in my way, I'll climb over it, behavior the eels have, and we use it to collect them and help them on their migration. We move them up into the watershed.
At the base of the dam is Cassone's eel trap, one of two in the city's watershed. It's homemade, a gigantic collection tank with a PVC tube extending into the river.
The volunteers and I affectionately call it Eelbot, because at one point we had solar panels down here, and it was quite an operation. So the way it works is we use a pump to supply flowing water, and that water we use two different ways. First, we use the majority of the flow to fire into, you know, the standing water of the pool here to attract the eels. After all, they're looking to go upstream. You know, so that's called our attraction flow.
Basically, the pitter-patter of the water tells eels, hey, here's something interesting. Don't go towards that dam. Come check this out.
And then we use a small portion just to keep water circulating through the tank to keep it fresh for the eels. But even then, as we circulate that water, it comes out smelling like eels. So it's kind of, you know, a more attraction. You know, it tells, you know, other migrating eels, like, hey, this is a place to go.
Extending out of the PVC pipe is a piece of trawl netting. Think of it as a kind of eel ladder leading from river to collection tank.
So you can picture a little eel kind of working its way through here. It's like a kid in a cargo net. It comes right up.
Once the eels are caught in the collection bin, Cassone says his network of volunteers carry the eels up and over the dam and distribute them upstream at a number of points.
So it really helps redistribute the eels more evenly throughout their historic range.
During his first year, Cassone says he collected about 500 eels. This year, he's hoping to boost that number into the thousands. Once those eels grow up, they'll head back out to sea. No one is quite sure where eels spawn, but the current theory is that the Greenwich eels may eventually swim as far as the Bermuda Triangle to lay their eggs. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.